years later, we are a long way from D-Day, aren't we? Yes, we are. My next guest, William Wagner, is the president and founder of Salt and Light Global and Great Lakes Justice Center. Today's discussion regarding the Constitution and culture. Well, in Michigan, where both the professor and I live, the state house has introduced a hate speech law that would make it a felony to say things that offend others. A felony. William, good to have you back.
Good to be here again, Steve. We certainly have come a long way from the place where the giants on the shoulders we stand who died so that we could have free speech and have the free exercise of conscience and thought. You know, now we need to make it a felony to have ideas out there. And this is probably one of the most egregious proposed laws I've seen introduced in the United States. It's common to introduce things like this in places, certain places in Europe. But here they're trying to make it in Michigan a crime, hate crime, and so vaguely defined here, to harass another individual. I'm reading from the statute, to harass another individual if the person, regardless of any other motivating factor. In other words, if you're a media person, you know, reporting a story, or if you're a pastor giving a sermon, or if you're a politician giving a stump speech, that motivating factor means nothing. If you are considered to be harassing another person, if the person perceives characteristics of sexual orientation and gender identity, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, again, you can't even imagine that we would have a law like this where we're basically outlawing certain thoughts, certain kinds of speech. In addition to these draconian criminal penalties where you can go to prison for a very long time, be fined in a very big way, additional penalties include Orwellian Soviet-style forced re-education, where you'd be forced to go into a community and learn the air of your thought ways.
So how can any of this, Professor, I mean, I've just got to jump in. How can any of this, any of it, be legal at any level? You know, look, the First Amendment, the United States Constitution, is the envy of the world, of all people. Even the ones that consider themselves to be free, the First Amendment is the envy of the world, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's so unconstitutional. But again, if you're holding power, and you've got the power to introduce a law and to make a law, you know, and nothing's going to stop you if you're, you know, bent on doing that. You know, then there we do have checks and balances. If this thing does become law, of course, we're going to go to court and we will win. Here's the interesting thing about this. This is so bad, Steve. I've got to believe that lawyers on the left and on the right will recognize how bad this is. It does expose one thing, expose who's ever introducing this and the people that are behind this. It shows what their long-term, you know, goals are. But I think they've gone so far here that I would not be surprised that the ACLU doesn't show up at this hearing today and say, hey, look, you got to fix this thing. I'm going to be there. We're going to get this thing stopped. I'd like to get this thing stopped, you know, before,
well,
you know, they start indicting pastors and professors.
Explain to the folks that are listening what this bill would do. If this bill were passed, even though it's blatantly unconstitutional on both the federal and state level, this is the kind of thing that those on the left are trying to force down the throats of ordinary Americans on a daily basis. They have because they have this radical agenda. If they can push it way over here, then they'll settle for a little incremental move. And then push it way over here, a little incremental move against my freedoms, my liberty, my God-given rights. That's what the attack is every day, William. So what would this bill do, because it is so vague in some ways? What would it do to criminalize
people? It literally makes a felony of your speech. And it does so in such a vague and ambiguous way that it doesn't even inform an accused person in understandable language of the nature of the accusation, which, again, is another unconstitutional aspect of it. We've got due process in this country, which says you got to give somebody notice of what they're, you know, being prosecuted for. Let me tell you how they define some things here. You know, they vaguely define gender identity or expression as meaning. Those words mean I'm reading from the statute here, mean having gender-related self-identity or expression. They're using the same exact words to define the words that they're trying to now make it a crime if you don't understand what they're talking about. They say that it's a felony to harass somebody, but they then define harass as meaning harassment. It's just, you know, causing somebody to feel harassed, you know.
I feel harassed. That's it.
Here's the problem with that. When you can vaguely define something that way, you give those in authority, you give a regime or those in authority the absolute power to arbitrarily enforce it however they want to, because they then get to make up what they want it to mean, and they will decide who gets prosecuted and who doesn't, not based on what they did, but based on, you know, whose ideas they want to suppress. And that's a very dangerous thing for a constitutional republic.
So you testified today. Hopefully this thing dies in its tracks it should never be. What's frightening to me is that people actually introduce these things and say, oh, this is a good idea. No, this is a terrible idea. William Wagner, when you come back, you'll give us an update. Greatly appreciate you being here, Professor. Thank you.
Thanks for getting the word out, Steve. Have a great day.
Doing the best we can. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Listen, by the way, here's what I want to get the word out on right now. You losing weight and feeling better about yourself at My Pure Health Solutions. I did it 5 years ago. I lost more than 40 pounds. It's a unique custom plan for you. So if you want to get into summer and lose some weight and feel better about, you know, how you feel, giving your joints a break, maybe get off a couple of meds, drop your blood pressure a little bit, whatever your goals may be, just to feel better looking in the mirror. My Pure Health. I did it 5 years ago. Remarkable. I've kept it off. Go to GruberHealth.com. You can find out more. You'll save $100 by being a listener to this program. You'll get a free consultation for being a listener to this program. GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Remember, support the people that support quality conservative journalism. I'll be back.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.